Hi there, Gina Murphy Darling, a.k.a. Mrs. Green here, and let's get to it. With me to talk about an amazing nonpartisan organization called Citizens Climate Lobby is Jane Conlon, and I'm very excited to have Jane here to tell her story about this organization. What is the Citizens Climate Lobby?
Hi, Gina. Thank you so much for inviting me today. It is a nonpartisan, nonprofit group of volunteers that started about 12 years ago when our founder, Marshall Saunders, who's known for microlending, he began searching for a solution to climate change.
So what excited you? Why did you get involved?
Well, I got involved after listening to a series of climate talks with scientists James Hansen and Catherine Hayhoe. They both recommended CCL. Dr. Hansen even said, if you want to join the fight to save the planet, there's no more effective way than becoming an active member of Citizens Climate Lobby. That got my attention. I like the group because it inspires people to reach their potential. It works to build political will in a way that's positive. It's respectful and it's very inclusive. But now I'm more motivated than ever. As last year, my sister-in-law's house burned down in a Paradise Fire in California. You know the one. It's been attributed to climate change. My own family has now been affected by climate change, so I'm really feeling the urgency for a solution.
When it hits home, I am curious as to why Citizens Climate Lobby advocates for one solution to climate change.
We stay focused on pricing carbon, and specifically a policy called carbon fee and dividend. It places a fee on fossil fuels, and it sends 100% of that revenue to households with a monthly check. So people are not hurt by rising prices. It's fair to everyone. Investments surge into clean, renewable energy. And the health benefits are huge. Thousands of lives are saved from asthma and cardiopulmonary disease. Just by itself, carbon fee and dividend would reduce carbon emissions 40% in 12 years, and 90% in 30 years, exactly what the IPCC calls for.
Awesome. I mean, a big step forward.
It's the biggest.
What does the Tucson group, what do you do in Tucson? What is your work to advocate for that? How do you accomplish that goal?
Well, we educate ourselves, and then we reach out to others, including our elected officials. As a result, the city of Tucson and Pima County joined other cities and counties from Philadelphia to Los Angeles. They passed resolutions in support of carbon fee and dividend. I'm happy to say there's now a carbon fee and dividend bill in Congress. We hope our local members of Congress will enact this bill, and the sooner the better.
And I want to reiterate, it's nonpartisan, and I think that that's really important.
We work really hard. We want to speak to everyone because we know that if for a lasting solution, everyone needs to be part of it.
And you can find out more by checking out citizensclimatelobby.org. I did, and there's a lot of information there. And you can check out past episodes of this program on kxci.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And to learn more about Mrs. Green's World, I invite you to visit mrsgreensworld.com. Jane, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me.